She says she agreed to take the job only if she could work against misinformation. But after this past election, there was a turning point.
They told us we're dissolving civic integrity. Like, they basically said, oh, good, we made it through the election. There wasn't riots. Fast forward a couple of months, we got the insurrection. And when they got rid of civic integrity, it was the moment where I was like, I don't trust that they're willing to actually invest what needs to be invested to keep Facebook from being dangerous.
The woman's a total ideologue, sorry. Those comments made my spidey senses activated. Republicans ought to be very, very careful about how to proceed here. The left can't be trusted on this issue, and the GOP may end up building a trap that will block conservative speech for years to come. Just look what the Biden Justice Department is already doing to intimidate parents. We talked about this last night from attending school board meetings and expressing their outrage at the propaganda being taught in public schools. Remember when Biden told us that the Justice Department would be independent? What a joke that is. These days, the DOJ is just another branch of the DNC. Because the liberal weaklings at the National School Board Association don't want to face criticism for their horrible policies, they're calling on the DOJ to criminalize their political opposition. The only speech they really want to protect is when you nod in agreement with every school decision these petty bureaucrats make.
You're using the FBI to intervene in school board meetings. Tell me where the line is with parents expressing their concerns, waiting for hours.
When and if a situation turns to violence, it's the job of the Justice Department and local law enforcement to address that. The Attorney General's memorandum simply asked the FBI and their counterparts to ensure that state and local law enforcement has an open line of communication to report threats.
There's so much nonsense in her statement. I don't know where to begin. The FBI exists to investigate whether parents getting mad at a school board meeting rises to the level of intimidation or harassment? That's now a federal matter? Think about all the threats facing America from transnational criminal syndicates, CCP cybercrimes, and open borders, and the FBI has time to zero in on what, like a 45-year-old mom complaining about her son's sophomore English reading list?